Welcome to the Fourth Trimester Training Podcast. I'm Lindsay Newman, and I'm here to revolutionize the way we approach postpartum care. We're challenging the status quo and redefining what it means to thrive after childbirth. Join me as we dive into functional health, optimal nutrition, lifestyle, and corrective exercise, specifically for moms to feel their most athletic no matter their age. Whether you're weeks postpartum or years down the line, this is your go-to resource for reclaiming your strength, energy, and confidence. All right, today I have with me Martha Hodges. She is a former client of mine and also a really good friend. And so I'm really excited to have her today. She's really easy to talk to, and we have a lot to say about what she's been through, because I know I've worked with a lot of clients, and I say this often, but she's one of those clients that I'm like, man, this woman went through it and has been through quite a lot in her postpartum recovery journey. So we have a lot to touch on today, but I'm really grateful that you're here, Martha. I think that sharing your story will be really helpful for a lot of women who've maybe felt really similar to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited to be here.
Perfect. So let's just dive right in and go over a little bit of your story and give people a picture that you can paint, so that they understand kind of where you were coming from. Maybe tell us how many kids you have, and tell us about what you were struggling with a little bit before you came to work with us.
Okay. So I have three kids. My first pregnancy went well. I felt like I was exercising through it. It's easy. You don't have any other kids, right?
Right.
And so that went well. After delivery, though, it was a hard recovery, and I mean, it was a long labor, hard recovery, but then even just a couple of months later, like, my back just went out, and, you know, I'm trying to take care of a 3-month-old and can't move or walk or anything. So, I had talked to like doctors and went to chiropractors and stuff. And eventually they gave me medication, they did adjustments and stuff. And eventually it got a little better, you know, and was able to move around. And then I got really into like, okay, I got to work. And like, the big thing that I found, and I remember talking to my family about, was like transverse abs. Like, if I can just make those stronger, then like everything is going to be okay. Cause I had found some lady on YouTube, and that's what she was all about. And it did help. Like, it definitely helped. And so I was good. But like, every now and then would still have back pain. And I mean, I remember just like, if I was like, I paint a lot, we do a lot of DIY stuff at our house. And if I painted or was like doing stuff on the floor a lot, like, anytime I would get up, I would just be hunched over, and it'd be like a minute or like 10 until I could like walk normal, and just pretty much like, okay, I'm out. I know if I have to do a project, I'm out for the next day, cause I'll just be in pain. Second pregnancy, I was working out. That went well. Recovery was actually great. I still would have back pain on and off whenever I was doing like those projects and stuff, or like weeding outside. Third pregnancy, I was just really tired. I had two kids running around. And so like, I honestly did not exercise very much. And I feel like that really, really set the ball rolling for a lot of problems. I had SPD really bad. So I had talked to my doctor about it, and there wasn't really a whole lot. Internet was like, you can't really work out. Like, that'll make it worse. And like, walking was making it worse. So I was pretty sedentary and pretty miserable. Just like, I mean, I had talked to my OB about it, and he referred me to a pelvic floor therapist, which we actually didn't do any pelvic floor work. She just apparently could do some adjustment that was supposed to make it better, and it didn't. And like, I went to the chiropractor all throughout my pregnancy too, and still just like did not find any relief in this. And so that's when I was like, I mean, I had talked to you. We had met up at like your reunion. This was before I was even pregnant with my third, but you were just talking about like, yeah, I help people, you know, with postpartum. And I was just like, man, that's so needed. Like, I had such a hard time after my first, not knowing that like I was about to have the worst time. But yeah, and then I'd followed you on Instagram, and I just was like, in so much pain. Like I reached out to you while I was still pregnant and I was like, I know I'm not going to do anything now. Like I can't. I had no bandwidth for anything other than like, I'm just going to sit and be in so much pain.
Miserable.
Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it was awful. And so we had that talk because I was like, if I'm going to have any more pregnancies, like I have to change something. This is not going to work. There's no way I can do this again. So we had our discovery call together, and you know, it was like, hey, once you're done, once you've had your baby, like come back to me. And even then, I feel like I was a little bit like, give me a little bit more time.
Time,
I was a little nervous about everything. But after having my third baby, delivering my third baby, I came home from the hospital with shooting pain, sciatic nerve pain down my leg. Every time I got up, like I would do the weirdest, like most contortionist things to try and get out of bed to avoid this pain, to get up off the floor, you know, 'cause I'm down on the floor with my baby, like and I would just have to like pause there for like 5 minutes until the pain went away and then I could keep walking. And that was extremely hard and extremely miserable. And then I also had like, I mean, we found out later through working with you that like, you know, my pelvis is off, my hips were off, every muscle is just trying to like grip to keep
hold
me
on.
alive. And you know, and so I had like that piriformis muscle on my butt, like just constantly firing. As soon as I got up out of bed, it was just tight. And you know, that's part of the problem with the sciatica. And anyway, so it was just pretty miserable. And so I was like, Lindsay, you are my only hope. I had tried, like chiropractors hadn't done anything. And I had tried different YouTube workout videos and doctors, like, I mean, even when you're like pregnant or nursing, they can't even prescribe you a lot. So there's not even like
Dang.
help that way, you know, just with medicine. So
Yeah.
yeah, I was pretty desperate when I came to you.
Man, and I do remember when you first reached out saying, "Yeah, I'll probably want that 6 weeks postpartum. I'll want maybe even a little bit more time." But what we find, generally speaking, is the sooner that you get help, truly, the better, because when the baby kind of vacates the premises, then we've got a body that's now unstable in many different ways than it was before. Now, like, we don't have the same level of tension even around where baby was, and baby does create some sense of stability for a lot of us. And you know that feeling after you give birth and all of a sudden you're like, I'm a waterbed. Like there is no
Yeah,
stability anywhere. And you did end up starting a little bit sooner than you had initially intended, correct? Yeah. Something I wanted to ask you, this just came to my mind, is do you know other women who've had similar struggles like you, like any family members or friends? Like, how common would you say your set of issues were? Because yours were pretty severe.
I mean, like I have three older sisters and a bunch of sisters-in-law, and none of them had had the SPD. I mean, I didn't even know that existed until I had it, and I was like Googling, like, what is happening to my body? I've never heard about this before. And I mean, their recoveries did not seem as awful. I mean, obviously, recovering from any baby, any pregnancy is
It's
hard, and
hard.
there's different things. I did have one of my older sisters, her back would go out. But yeah, I really felt pretty alone in this. Like I didn't feel like anyone else had experienced this. The nerve pain down my leg, even, like I went to the chiropractor and I was like, I think it's a Charlie horse. Like I didn't even know what that was, you know? It was just like I stand up and I get a Charlie horse through my butt and down my leg. Like And he was freaking me out, thinking like, oh, you probably have nerve damage from an epidural, you know? And I was just like, oh my gosh, my life is over. So like, yeah, I felt pretty alone in it. I didn't know very many people who had it.
Man, the only reason I ask, obviously, is because I come in contact with those people all the time, right? But sometimes, like, even genetically, you can see families like struggle with similar issues. A lot of my sisters have struggled with similar issues. And so I was just curious about that.
No.
The other thing that you mentioned is the inability to like walk or move because of pain and how it caused a lot more pain. And I just wanted to mention, and I was having a conversation just the other day with somebody about this who was struggling with back pain and was like, I just haven't been exercising because I'm in pain. And when we start to experience a lot of pain, usually from my experience, it's because of a lack of stability and mobility. And so actually movement is the medicine if we know how to do it correctly, but that's the hang up, right? That's the hang up.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Well, you did paint a lovely picture. It was not pretty. Just to reiterate, your first pregnancy, loads of back pain. Second was okay. But third, we had that SPD pain and also, the pain that you and I worked on a fair amount more. Yes, some low back pain, but mostly just that SI joint, right? Tell us a little bit more about that and how that was really different from maybe your first pregnancy where it was like, oh, this is localized to back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just basically like my right hip and my SI joint were just constantly in pain. Like I never felt any relief. Sometimes a little bit when I would like lay down, but it was just something that I powered through, but because I had to move and, you know, I remember having to like, my sisters and I were going to go to Gardner Village and like go do the cute witch festival, whatever thing with our kids. And I just had to cancel because I was like, I do not have it in me to put all my kids in the car, to get the stroller out, to walk around. Like that's going to kill me today. I can't do it. So yeah, it was just constant where like, it really did just feel almost like it was out of place. Like just the muscle was so like tight and hurt and pinchy all the time. And
yeah, sending a lot of referral pain down your leg into your foot, even at one point in time, I remember you saying,
Yeah,
it was gnarly. It was pretty bad. Yeah. It was pretty bad. So you obviously came into work with us with specific goals in mind. And the primary goal being like, can I get out of pain? Is that even possible? But do you want to talk any more about maybe some of the other goals that you had? You did mention, you know, if I'm ever going to do this again, if I'm ever going to have another baby again, it cannot look like this. And that feeling, I think, is something that is, you know, you really have to feel it to know it. You feel very gridlocked. You feel like your choices are being taken away from you. Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny to me just thinking about like when I signed on with you, the only pain that I really had was the SPD pain, which was terrible. But like after delivery, it just got so much worse. And so that gridlock felt even more tight after having my baby because, it's just like, I mean, to be the mom for my kids that I already have, like I needed to get out of that pain. That was one of my goals, was to get out of that pain so I could actually play with them and do fun things and, you know, not just be like, sorry, mom has to sit here and ice her hip or whatever, you know,
right.
Like, I'm in my 30s. I don't need to be doing that. So it just, and then when everything got so much worse after delivery, it just felt even more like my choices were being taken away and that. And I didn't trust my body either. Like I just felt like my body had failed me and anything I had tried I was wrong. Like I had no trust in myself or in my body and what it could recover from, how much stronger it could get. And you know, that I could feel like, oh, I could actually feel confident going into another pregnancy after all of that, which is still like mentally, physically, I feel okay, but like mentally, I'm like, I have PTSD from what I went through. So that's
100%. 100%. Yeah. Rebuilding that trust in your body does take time. And it takes a lot of practice and intention and it's tedious. And so it's really frustrating and can be really despairing a lot of the time because you have to have the right person with you and the right strategies and the right momentum to even start to see the change that you want to see. And then more than that, you have to learn how to become your own expert and familiar with your own body and be the one that's like, okay, if I'm in pain, I know what to do. Like, I know how to take care of myself. And that it just takes time and practice for sure. Mm-hmm. So you came in with all of this pain and these specific goals, but was there anything that surprised you about how we went about making these changes? Like anything with the training or anything that you learned from working with us that maybe no one else had mentioned as potentially a piece to your puzzle?
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing was like breath work. I just remember being like, wait, what? Like this, there's issues like, and the whole, like your whole body is this kinetic chain. Like you talked about that a lot. And like, if there's problems here, they're going to manifest other places. Like, I just feel like everything I was doing before was like how to spot treat, you know, problems. And it's not like, well, it's probably more a functional thing. But I also like this, this sounds bad. It was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it was really hard. It was like, I'm just thinking like, I was thinking it was going to be, and this is what the internet was telling me, was like, you know, you got to do these like ultra burn workouts and like get this strength to get your body back. And like, you know, but this was like easy in that it was like, you got to figure out how to like breathe. And that breath work is really not easy. It's like actually really hard, but it's not like I'm sweating hard. Right. You know right. what I mean?
So yeah. You don't have to kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, and even people that I've talked to that I've like referred to you or like that I've tried to get to work with you, I'm like, it is not what you think it's going to be. Like you have got to like, you learn how to breathe. She shows you how to do this. You're moving your muscles. You're moving your skeleton. Like you're making it how your body is supposed to function, because pregnancy has just destroyed your body. But yeah, so that was the biggest thing. Like and that was one of the videos that you had on your Instagram or pictures. You had like a client that you had like drawn on her ribs to like see, you know, what she was like. And I was like, I have never heard this before. And I actually like, I majored in exercise and wellness. Yeah. I took a functional fitness class, you know, like, and I had never ever even heard about like the way that you breathe, the way that your, you know, body is working that way, like that could affect anything. And so I was like, this is new. And this is something I would like to try. And someone who could be so like hands-on with me, or it could be so tailored to me.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And breathwork is being talked about a lot more these days for sure. Mm-hmm. But I honestly think that people get it wrong all the time. And it's really, really frustrating, because when we are a little bit cavalier about breath work and, oh, just do these breathing exercises, but there isn't real intention behind it. If you don't understand why we're trying to get your ribs to move, or that your ribs are going to affect your pelvis and your core, if your ribs are still kind of stuck wide open, then your core muscles are going to be pulled long and lengthened in that position. You know, if we don't have actual goals on the other side of that breath work, then it's not always helpful. And you find a lot of women who will just like go through the motions of doing 360 breathing, but their rib cage actually isn't even moving. So they think they're doing it, but they're not. And so it does take a little bit more brain power, a little bit more intention. And like you said, it's easy, but it's hard in weird ways. I always say it's stupid hard. Like, why is this so hard? But what we do work on is that full body postural reformation and building you from the inside out. And so that usually does surprise a lot of people. I would say that surprised me the very most as well in my own body, like trying to correct the things, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Good to know. So obviously working with us was not the quick fix for you either. And I think that it's really important. In fact, I try to be so transparent with people who come in to work with me, so that they understand that, yeah, this is not a quick fix. But not only that, there are going to be ups and there will be downs. Your body is in transition and it's in a lot of pain. It's kind of on lockdown, and moving it somewhere differently, you might find relief in the beginning, and then you might kind of feel like, well, what happened? Why did I regress? And then you might feel some relief, and then why did I regress? Because a body in transition is riding some waves. Like, it's not a linear progress. You definitely experienced that, yeah. Martha, like yeah. in big, big, big ways. And fortunately, Martha, you know, lives really close to me. And so we were able to meet in person more often than I do with any of my other clients. 98% of our clients we work with virtually, right? And they see amazing progress also. And the same results. However, I remember showing up at your house a couple of times to be like, how can I save you? How can I help when you are in this pain? So tell us a little bit about maybe some of the ups and the downs and how you felt during that process, because it is so hard to not lose belief in your body and in the process and all of those things. How did you bear with it?
Oh man. I mean, at first it was like, I just have to, I don't have any other choice. Right. So like, I mean, it had been a couple months in, and like I had, like you're talking about the ups and downs. And then I feel like I had a pretty big down where I had like even worse sciatic nerve pain. And it was all because I had moved a little more than I should have, more than you had even coached me to. And then I went and like, I was just like, yeah, I remember like this is what I should do. Like this kind of a breathing and rotation and twist, whatever. It was the worst thing ever. and then I went and like vacuumed my whole house with my baby in front of me and just thinking like, oh, I can do all these things. I don't need to worry about my body. Like I've gotten so much stronger. But it's a process, and there's layers, and you can work a muscle and like make this muscle calm down, but the one underneath it still needs to figure itself out, and you've got to work on that, you know? So that was super hard. I had ended up, like, I went to the ER because I was like, I am in so much pain. I don't have, like, I can't have another night where I just have nerve pain sent going down my leg and not sleeping at all. Like I need to be able to sleep so I can take care of my kids. And anyway, it was awful. We got, I went to the chiropractor again, and he was like, well, you know, with everything we've tried, like, it just seems like you're going to have to get surgery. And they did an MRI. I had herniated discs, which I think I've had for years, honestly, but, they just were especially bad after what I had done. Anyway, so, and I came back and talked to you, and I was just like, I just, like, I need that quick fix, right? Like,
yeah, something quick.
Quick fix is surgery and recovery. But like, it was really awful. And so I actually, even through working with you and then having this super hard setback, like I had surgery scheduled because I was like, I got to do something. And you were still like, okay, like I will support you in any way, but like, let's try and the same recovery things you're going to have to do after surgery, let's do those before. You had connected me with someone else who had gone through the exact same situation and had avoided back surgery. And you also were really good at like, while this is a setback, like your body, because of what you've been doing, will recover faster than it has in the past. And that was totally true. And so fortunately, I mean, I think it was only like within a week that I was able, maybe even a couple of days, that I was back up again and was doing much better. And so that was like the biggest setback that was so incredibly hard and just felt like, again, like I can't trust my body. I can't trust myself just because it's not doing what I want it to do immediately, you know, but I gained more trust in my body after when it did. I came back faster. And so it was like, no, I am doing things that are helping. And even still, like there were some ups and downs. And I remember one time being on a weekly call with you and the rest of the group and just talking about like, I was like, I have all the hope in the world that like I won't have this pain again, because it had come back, like just my hip pain had come back a little bit. And you stopped me and you were like, do you? Like, do you have all the hope in the world? Like, do you actually believe that your body can get better again? And I was like, I mean, I thought, like, I don't know. Like, you gave me some different tools of like, set an alarm, of like, you know, envisioning what your life would be like without having this pain, and like just kind of being grateful for that future. And like, I don't know, it was also a total mindset shift that really helped me and to believe like, okay, this isn't just like physical. This isn't just, you know, what workouts am I doing? What breath work am I doing? But like mentally, I also needed you there as that coach to help me to get through it when it was feeling more difficult. And yeah, it's like this as much as you want it to just be this. And I really wanted that, but it worked out and my body recovered faster and quicker each time. And, you know, then it got to the point where it's like, I don't even have that pain. And I can't even like, I can't imagine that pain anymore either. You know, I'm like, I don't know what it was like to just be walking around in constant pain. Like I'm an 8-year-old who needs a hip replacement. Like I don't feel that.
It is delightful to say the very least. I don't remember putting you on the spot like that, but that sounds like me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it was sorry. Great.
And, you know, to give yourself a lot of credit, because you mentioned, you know, when this happened, this major setback, thinking, okay, I am going to have surgery. It's normal that you would not feel super hopeful at that point in time, because for years, it's not just that you wanted the quick fix, like, okay, I have to have it right now and I'm impatient. That wasn't it. It was, no, I've been patient for years. Like I've been trying everything that I possibly can for years. And the only pattern being reiterated here is that it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. And so give yourself a little grace in that. Surgery might seem like a quick fix, yes. And at the same time, it comes with its own set of problems for people long term. And that is something we talked about, that if this is the right choice for you, if you feel at peace with this, I trust you, I trust your body. And at the same time, everything that we are currently doing, you will have to do anyways. You will have to do it after surgery, like you said, so that we can keep any surgical repair safe also. And that's something that I think people don't realize, is that in truth, there's not a workaround. There's no workaround for quality movement. There's just not, right? So thanks for sharing that. It's really hard to be in the pit of despair and trying to be a mom and trying to be a wife and trying to take care of family members and relationships. And it's a lot that you've been through. So you mentioned you started noticing some change for the better. And that despite the setback, you recovered quicker than you would have in the past. When was the first time that you started to maybe feel like, hey, I think I am actually getting stronger, or like, I think I am making progress? When was the first flicker, the first little lightning bug of hope, if you will?
I think it was, again, like, even though I was in like pain with my hip and everything, we had done some, I don't even remember, we had done some sort of project around the house, DIY, where I was like on the floor or painting or something. And I just remember being like, my back doesn't hurt. Like, I would normally be out after this, or, you know, crouching or whatever. But it was like, hey, like, while my hip is still on fire, like I can get up and move around. And that was like, okay, so something's happening with my core, because my back is not, you know, freaking out at me. But so yeah, that was, I would say, probably one of the first things. I could do more things around the house without having that back pain that I normally did have.
Yeah. If anyone listening can't tell, Martha is a very ambitious person. So you're talking about painting and projects and kids, and Martha also works, and she is very, very, very good at, you know, doing a lot of things. And I might add, keeping your wits about you. You just have a way of it that I envy in big ways. So yeah, it hurts when that ambition is stifled by a body that won't keep up with you and your normal cadence, for sure. Okay, so I know that we've talked a lot about pain, and now you started to notice change for the better. I wanted to kind of touch back on something you said in the beginning, which was that you had kind of heard wind of like, oh, transverse abs, like my deep core, that's the fix. Did that ultimately end up being the fix, would you say? I know in big ways, we worked your core like crazy. That is true. Yeah. I just think it's important that we paint an honest picture for people so that they can have more understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we did so much more besides just the deep core, you know, and I feel like that's all I was focused on. I had even gotten one of those like biometric things where you put it under your back and like you can, it's like a blood mm-hmm. pressure cuff
yep.
almost
yeah.
To like make sure that you're like pushing your lower back down. So you are using your deep core. And that did not work. Like only focusing on deep core. I don't know what is happening. Just the different things that I had tried that were like only for focusing on deep core didn't work. And so with you, like, I don't know, there was definitely a focus on deep core. We want to make sure that that's strong, but it wasn't just like, it didn't feel like only ab workouts. It was like actually using your deep core in everything, your whole core in every single exercise, everything that you're doing. It was making sure that like you were walking and breathing and, you know, there was just a lot more than just focus on that.
Yeah. I would say generally speaking, if I were to try and simplify it down to two things to three things for moms that are not going well in their bodies after they have kids, it is deep core. Yes. It is breathing. We kind of touched on that. Rib cage mobility being more specific. And mm-hmm. it is their glutes and pelvis, like back of pelvis. And for you, that was a huge, huge, huge problem. Obviously, you mentioned like glutes that were clenching, deep hips that were always gripping and grabbing. And that comes naturally to a body that's pregnant because our center of gravity starts to get pulled forward and everything in the front is getting lengthened. And so everything in the back starts to grip down and tighten to provide stability where we're missing it from the front. It makes sense, right? But yeah. after pregnancy, it is very not helpful because yeah. now we have this constant gripping from behind. And a lot of the time, you know, when we try to find those bigger anchoring glute muscles or hamstring muscles, if our posture is such that our pelvis is still dumping forward or it's kind of torqued in one way or another, we may be biasing without meaning to some of those deep hips and overworking our deep piriformis muscle or obturators or some of those low pelvic floor muscles that cause a lot of that pain in your SI joint or your tailbone or anything like that. And that's a whole separate problem from your deep core, though. As you found, like we have to have that stability enough for your pelvis that we can get things to let go. And so deep core did kind of come first. And when we would try to start working on your glutes and your hips, it was like, we got to back yeah. off. Like they're not yeah. ready for yeah. that because maybe something still feels really unstable. And so your body's gripping down, right?
Yeah.
So glutes, I would say, I'm always, any woman that leaves working with me, I'm like, train your core, train your glutes, and don't forget how to breathe. Like those are yeah. three things you want to take with you forever. So
yeah,
full body. Okay, well, tell us then where things are at now and tell us a little bit about maybe some of your greatest victories in working through all of this hard stuff. A lot of people might not have the same perseverance for it, but tell us how it paid off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not in any pain. I have zero, like I can live my life and I have no pain, which is huge. And like, honestly, if I could go back and tell Martha like 2 years ago, like you will be okay. I promise. Like, this is how you'll feel. Like that would have, you know, that's amazing. I avoided back surgery, even with a chiropractor and like a surgeon telling me, the surgeon told me like, cause I asked him like, do you think I could fix this on my own? You know? And he's like, it would take years. It would take years for you to fix this on your own. And I mean, maybe he's thinking if you're on your own, you don't have Lindsay as a coach, then it would take years. But I had you, right? So just that I could get out of that. I mean, not even just like I don't want to have surgery because of everything that surgery entailed, including like they were like, I know you have a 6-month-old baby. You couldn't hold her or like nurse her really for eight weeks. And it's like, how am I supposed to be a mom, you know? And so even just avoiding that, the financial like benefit of not having to have surgery was awesome. But yeah, so also like just learning to trust my body again and also not being mad at my body, even like, and just realizing and being grateful for what it was doing, even when I was in pain, because it's like, no, like the poor thing is still like trying to grasp at anything to like, be like, let's just keep you in this place because, you know, you're falling apart. But like, yeah, it just gave me a better sense of gratitude for what my body has done for me, even when it wasn't working how I wanted it to work. Like, and just giving me that trust in myself that, and it's amazing, right? That our bodies, like that we really can work and heal ourselves, even when it's this, and especially when it's like functional problems, right? I just think that that's really impressive. So that's been my biggest like takeaway, my greatest blessing from all of this. And yeah, just feeling stronger and a lot more capable when it comes to my body and what it can do, and wanting that to show. Like I also, my third was a girl. I had two boys and my third was a girl. And I remember talking to you just being like, I just want to make sure that my daughter sees like a strong woman who like just is happy to live life and be with her kids and be a good mom. And, you know, so it's been awesome.
Absolutely. And I think it's important that, you know, even if we say that it will take years, isn't that what like health is all about anyways? Isn't it like, totally. Isn't it a lifelong pursuit anyways?
Totally.
And does that mean that you'll be in pain for all of those years? No, that, right. And I think that's the differentiating point that needs to be made is like, yes, despite, and Martha, you worked with us longer than a lot of our clients do. You were with us for over a year. And I think that it's important to know that yes, while you're not experiencing pain, even if my clients get to that point at 3 months or 6 months, it doesn't matter. I always tell them, you're not done. Like your training is not done. You need to continue to progressively overload and continue to move as far away from this place as you possibly can, right?
Yeah.
And that will take years. And it would be interesting to see, you know, 2 years post that MRI image, if you go back, how different things probably do look. Is it fully, fully resolved? Maybe not. Does it have to be? Maybe not. Will it continue to progress in that healthy direction? Absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
So I do think that it's important to note you won't be in pain for years if you're trying to fix it on your own, but years to continue to build the type of strength that will outrun any type of this interaction again and provide you with really long-term athletic insurance. Absolutely. That's what we need. And that's exactly what you have been doing. And that's why you're in the position that you're in today. So I'm so glad. It sounds like you do maybe feel you've rebuilt that trust with your body again, and you feel a lot more educated.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And even since I stopped working with you, because I had to graduate at some point, right? Like,
yeah, you did. You did.
You're like, Lindsay, let's just do this for the rest of our lives. Like, this will be great.
You did.
But like, I feel like I have so much more, like you said, education and knowledge going into other workouts that I'm doing, making sure that I'm, you know, being smart about it. And yeah, just realizing like, I don't know, I just feel like so much, maybe it's just like the culture around me and it's not everybody else, but it's like, you work out when you want to lose weight. You know what I mean? You don't work out when you're pregnant because you're growing a baby and like you need to rest. And it's like, no, like that's not how life works. And my poor nieces, I'm like, buckle up, ladies, because like I'm going to give you the like fourth trimester boot camp that I got, you know, so that you don't have to go through what I went through. And just realizing like, no, like working out, building our bodies, strengthening our bodies is such an everyday thing, and it has to be. Otherwise, like you're just going to be in a world of hurt later. And I experienced that, and I don't want other people to have to experience that. So now I'm forcing myself on everyone.
No, in a loving, wonderful way. Yes, exactly. But you're right. You're right. Training during pregnancy sets you up for success postpartum, and correcting any issues postpartum sets you up for success long term.
Right.
And all is so necessary. And I love how you said the fourth trimester boot camp that you're going to put everyone through, because I, similar to you, there was no word said about what it was going to look like postpartum. It was all baby, 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 and having a newborn. And that's all super important. Mm-hmm. But nobody told me like, yeah, try having a newborn baby while you're throwing out your back every month because you sat up wrong in bed.
Yep.
And what that's going to be like, and how your body is going to feel like it's falling apart and failing you. And this is not everyone's story, but there are enough of us out there who have these issues that it does need to be talked about more. And care for the mother is missed in really, really, really big ways.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad your nieces are better for it, for sure. For sure. Well, I want to kind of wrap this up. And, you know, after working with you for over a year, obviously we worked heavily on your training and getting you out of pain and resolving these issues. I think it's important just to mention, and like, we don't have to go deep into this, but to mention that we worked a lot on nutrition and sustainable habits and hormone health and getting your body to a really positive place metabolically as well. And I think it's important to mention, because if we're trying to heal a body in any capacity, it deserves as much love and attention as possible. And like you said, it's not just trying to lose weight. It's not just trying to be thin or look a certain way. It was, how can we nourish? How can we fuel? How can we give your body the repair that it needs to be successful? Mm-hmm. And that's something I think is important and worth saying. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I mean, I was later in the game as far as the nutrition part of your coaching went, because I was like, I don't have the bandwidth right now. Like,
Nope.
I am focusing on not being in pain, you know? And I think that that's okay. Like, I think it's okay to give your body time and grace. And like, I'm also, I mean, this was another like mental coaching that you were giving me. Like, I'm very all or nothing. So it's like, if I can't go into this nutrition thing perfectly, then I don't want to start, because I'll just fail, right? Fail, right. Meaning it's not absolutely perfect all the time.
And everyone's going to laugh at you. And no.
Yeah, it would be
what's going to happen?
So silly. But but yeah, so it took me a while to really like get into that. And but I feel like we did, like, and there are habits that I'm still doing, and it's awesome. And where it's like, yeah, just eating whole foods and drinking water and getting your steps in. And am I perfect at it every day? No. But like, I love you were so so adamant about like, it is consistency that is key. Like, it is not perfection. And then, you know, like I started tracking in my monthly planner, like when I exercised, when I got all my steps in, when I got all my water in. And normally that would stop me if I ever had a break, because it's like, well, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? I missed a day, so now that's gone. But it's like, no, I went back and I was like, okay, percentage-wise this month, how did I do? Percentage-wise this month, how did I do? And like, it was just that growth and like consistency that really helped me. So yeah, that's been awesome. And the hormone help. I mean, I remember talking to you and being like, I'm a rage monster today. Like I need something. I need help, because like, this is not how I feel, like really deep down, and
right.
I'm so frustrated and whatever. And yeah. So then we started working on hormones and found out that like my hormones that are supposed to be like this were like, you know, totally on opposite ends of where they should be. And yeah, that has helped a ton. And even that, like, I just feel like for moms, being able to have that hormone support and realize, like, no, you actually are not, you're not feeling this way. You don't want to yell at your kids. You don't, you know, but your hormones are not doing well. So let's fix those so you feel like a real human being again. And, you know, there was a lot of help there.
Totally. I love that you say that because I remember, and this will make you laugh, just when I was in hormone hell, I was struggling and I was at a family dinner and there was one of my sisters, my older sister, Carly, and she had said something that like really set me off. I don't even remember what it was. And normally I try to keep my wits about me, but I was just so upset and my hormones, I literally felt like my blood was boiling under my skin. And that's a very androgenic feeling. Androgens being like a one of your hormones that you probably haven't heard about at your doctor's office, but were really important for me with PCOS and all those things. We won't dive into that. But I remember like a child getting super upset at her and ultimately ending this conversation by being like, just shut up. And then I walked out the door and I slammed the garage door and was like, I've got to get out of here, because my brain on the inside was like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, what is happening? No. And then this other part of me was just so rageful. And I look back on that and I absolutely apologized, but I laugh about it because I'm like, what a juvenile thing. Even after I said, shut up, I was like, oh my gosh. I can't believe I would say that. But your hormones play a huge, huge role. They really do. And it's okay to not blame everything on your hormones. And it's okay to be honest about the fact when they're not working the way that we know that they should. And when we feel something key is off and is missing. And generally, we're the one that knows. And we're the one that has to take that to someone for help. So we have to advocate there. You definitely couldn't give...
energy.
Oh yeah, please. Yeah, energy.
I was just going to say, like, energy-wise, I remember talking to you before we had started any of the hormone stuff and being like, I feel like I have to take a nap every single afternoon. Like, I am exhausted. I get through like the morning with my kids, through lunch, put them down for naps, and it's just like, I am depleted by that point.
Right.
For the rest of the day, pretty much, until my husband would come home from work and could take over. So that's been another thing that has been awesome, is that I'm like, I actually can live a full day and have energy for a full day.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are big shifts, big changes. All of this is part of the puzzle. Not everybody comes in and does it perfectly, obviously. And that's the point. These are dials. They're not light switches that we flip on and off. Sometimes we turn the dial up on nutrition. Sometimes we turn it down so we can turn the dial up on training. And it doesn't always have to be 100% on both. That's exhausting. It's not always sustainable. So I love that you pointed that out. Well, Martha, this has been so helpful and so great. Is there anything that you'd like to add in that we didn't touch on before we wrap it up?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I've brought so many people to Lindsay because I love her. I love her and I love her company. I love her other trainers who have helped me too. Like, it is such an amazing community, and I just recommend it to absolutely everyone that I know who is going through, well, just who is a woman.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's all you need. So,
yeah, for sure. And Martha's not lying. You've definitely sent a lot of people our way. We're really grateful for that. We want to help as many women as we possibly can. And everyone at Fourth Trimester Training has been through their own set of hard for years and knows what that's like. And that's what drives the passion behind what we do, is how many women can we find that are out there sitting in the dark that need a lot of help, and where can we turn on the light? So we really appreciate that a lot, and appreciate you for taking the time today. So thank you.
Happy to. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Fourth Trimester Training Podcast. If you're ready to take your journey to the next level with personalized support, we offer one-on-one coaching tailored to your unique needs. Whether it's functional health, nutrition, or postpartum corrective exercise, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Connect with me on Instagram at Lynn C. Newman or at Fourth Trimester Training to learn more and schedule your free consultation. Let's work together to achieve your goals and embrace the strongest version of you.